I am Diolikis.
And I'm Vicky Petrie, and welcome to Abstract Essay.
Abstract Essay is created to empower artists like us.
Oh, yes.
So, people, thank you for listening to us, because we are on number 5 best abstract podcast given by Player FM. All right, Mr. Vicky.
Finally a week, we're not down again. Yeah. We're up one this time.
Yes, we are at number 5, people. But last week, we're number 6. So probably next week, we're getting number 4. Don't you think, Mr. Vicky?
Oh, very positive thinking. I like it. I like it.
Yes, we always optimistic, people. Because being optimistic is, you should have this quality so that you will be successful in life. Not remove pessimistic, okay? Always positive vibes. Here we go on, Mr. Vicky. I'm inviting you to listen to my other podcast, Food 101, on our third season with Chef Alessandro, one of the executive chefs in one of the 5-star hotel in downtown Toronto. Plus one more Book 101 review, our third season 2 with Chris Tatrobley, one of the award-winning author and the author of Apocalypse Trilogy. So please do check out Book 101 review. So Mr. Vicky, what are we gonna talk about today?
Today I drew a piece from a really old anime called Detective Conan, about a teenage detective turned into a child, basically, because of some mystery organization drugging him.
Yes.
And yeah, so he's like a world famous detective, and he's hiding underneath the identity of being a kid now, but he's very smart. He's like Sherlock Holmes, basically, of Japan.
Yes. Yeah. I like this cartoon anime. Yeah. Cartoon anime. I love. He's a smart guy. And the MacGyver of Japan, too, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he has the invisible watch, or like the dart watch, and the skateboard and everything like that. The bow tie he talks into with the voice changer.
Yes.
Yeah, he's got lots of cool little stuff, yeah.
So, it's just like James Bond, MacGyver, but in a anime version.
And in the elementary.
Yes, definitely. So why do you like Conan, Mr. Vicky?
I just love the stories that they can tell, because it's like the only good mystery anime, I think. Unless people like find other ones, but this is probably my favorite like detective mystery one. And it's just very fun to watch. It's easy to watch. Even though it's 900 episodes plus, I still watched it all.
Really? So those 900... Yeah. Ah. So what did you learn from each episode that you remembered?
Well, basically every episode is like a murder case. So... Did I learn how to
how to solve the murder? Okay. Well, okay,
how to solve it? How to solve it? Yeah.
So let's do the scenario. Oh, one of the they murder old man, and then let's say you are the Conan. Oh, Mr. Conan. So how do you start?
He would usually determine how old the body is by checking what stage of rigor mortis season is, like the time of death, and then how many hours afterwards it's been, and then they can go back and check everyone's alibi for that time, basically. Stuff like that, yeah.
Oh, you're getting better, eh? So you should be a detective. Mr. Vicky instead of Mr. Connor.
Maybe I got a different career later.
Yes, you will be a detective or what do you call FBI in the US? I don't know in Canada. What do you call in Canada? The FBI version.
The The Mounties?
Who inspired you in painting this? What the title of the painting?
Well, the painting of this is because it's from the show. This is called Case Closed, which is like the English version of the title. It's what they called it here in the US/Canada, Case Closed.
Okay.
And this was inspired by a John Wick 2 poster, where he's like John Wick, Keanu Reeves, and he's surrounded by guns and everyone targeting him, basically.
Okay.
And I thought it was really cool, so I wanted to sort of pick that a little bit. And have like the bottom ones from a case, whereas like they use a sewing needle with poison on it to like stab someone's neck.
Yes.
So it was like a reference to that episode. And then the gun on the right side with the card in it, it's like the main weapon from his rival. It's like a thief, a phantom thief.
Oh, nice. So how many days you paint this masterpiece?
This took like 2 days because this character, I've drawn it many times over the years, like maybe at least twice, and it's always been the hardest because he's like such a unique style from the show. So like, and the suit and everything is difficult for me, but I think it turned out okay. Yeah.
Yes, I think so. Really, you're painting is getting better and better. If you rate this painting of yours 1 to 10, where is it?
I would say 9. Yeah.
Yes. For me, 9.5. Okay, Mr. Fiki. 0.5 again because of the knife. Oh. Knife and what do you call that? All those gun and, oh yes,
the weapons. Yeah.
That's 0.5, okay, Mr. Freaky? And it's really nice. Congratulations, because you're getting better and better. This is good for merchandise, for a white t-shirt. And then Conan the Barbarian. Oh, my goodness. Conan.
The wrong Conan.
Conan the Freaky.
Conan O'Brien.
Conan the Freaky's art. Okay, nice. So, what technique that you put on this painting, or did you apply for this painting?
Well, for the hands, I actually took pictures of my own hands. It's like holding like a pen, basically like this, like this. And then, so it was a lot of referencing, because it's very difficult drawing your hands in perspective like that.
Yes.
And I wanted to make this piece have like a sort of top-down lighting, where it's like really dramatic lighting from up top here, over here, and then it's darker all the way down. Kind of like the Justice League poster, I guess.
Yes.
But it's like, yeah, very dramatic lighting. And I wanted to have it so it was really, really soft and glow-like. So yeah, it's very
So what is
atmospheric.
What is the background?
It's basically just like a darker room and like a spotlight shining down on him from the top. This is what I'm going for. It's a very vague background, but you know, that's what the poster was.
So it's easy for you if there's no specific background when you're doing your painting.
Oh, of course, yeah. But I do like drawing a background, but this one I think it's was okay without it, because not the main focus for once. For the focus is all his enemies targeting him.
Yes, definitely. If you want to modify this painting after 3 years, where angle that you want to modify?
I'd probably do a different theme. The John Wick theme is really difficult to pull off. And cause a lot of pain and anguish, because I'm not used to drawing that many hands. So yeah, it was difficult. I do something more up my league, like, I don't know, explosion.
Is that the Conan hand or the enemy, the one who's pointing?
They're all They're all enemy, yeah.
Yes. So
he has no hands in this
one. Also, okay, that's the hand of the enemy. I thought his hand is like doing like this. So that's the okay. My goodness. So colors did this painting that you use more? What? Yes.
Well, he's a very blue character. His suit is like navy baby blue, or navy blue, not baby blue. His eyes are very bluish, and his hair is like a darker blue, but it's still blue. So a lot of blue, and then because there's a lot of blue, I wanted to sort of offset it with the red. So I have lots of red, I have it sort of shining a bit. So mainly blue and red here. Yeah.
Do you think if you're going to change with black and white, is it better than the blue and red?
Yeah, but it is the design. Maybe if it's going to a funeral, maybe I'll do black and white.
Probably, yes. That's a good idea. Or yeah, going to the Oscar. Oh, wow.
Oh.
Congratulations to the people won the Oscar. Of course, Mr. Brendan Fraser. Congratulations. And Miss...
Oh, yes.
And Michelle Yeoh. Miss Michelle Yeoh. Congratulations. It's the first Asian who won the... And please do listen this coming Sunday. We are discussing about what happened in Oscar, the awarding of the Oscar with Mr. Patrick Moog, one of my guests on Movie 101 Review on Sunday. So please do listen to Movie 101 Review. It's on the number 9 best movie podcast, so please do listen to Movie 101. Okay, Mr. Vicky, let's say if you want to add more a sidekick of Conan. I think there's a sidekick of Conan, right?
He has like detective friends, some martial artist friends, and he has like elementary kids that are his friends that are like sort of like mini detectives. So yeah.
Yeah, so. Is it hard for you if you do 1, 2, 3 at the background?
It'd be fun, actually, I think. Maybe something different. I can imagine having one of them holding like a magnifying glass and going like this with it, you know, with the magnifying glass, sort of inspecting something.
Yes.
I think that'd be kind of cool, actually, yeah.
That'd be awesome, yes. Why case closed? What does it mean?
That's just basically the name of the show, and it refers to him always solving the murder cases because he's like the smartest detective always. So yeah, he's closing all the cases. He's solving the murders and putting them in jail.
Yes, Detective Conan is a good Japanese series, a Japanese anime series that you need to watch, people, because it's lots of interesting facts, how you to solve a crime. Mr. Vicky want to paint this case closed because he adore this series, right?
Yes, this is my favorite anime, actually, yes.
So who is your second favorite anime?
Probably Naruto, the ninja one.
Oh, yes, everybody loved Naruto. I love Naruto, love Conan. So happened that Conan have no powers.
His power is his brain.
Yes, the power is his brain. True, because he's so clever and he's smart.
Yeah.
So if you want to combine Conan and Naruto, is it possible in One Piece?
In One Piece, too.
Yes.
So pirate, and detective.
Yes. One Piece and Conan and Naruto. Oh, nice.
I'm sure they would do like a Fortnite collab
eventually. That'd be awesome, yes. People are listening on Abstract Essay, please do listen to my other podcast also, Geography 101. It's all about places that I've visited from Europe, Caribbean, North America, South America, and it's all about geography, people. And please do listen. Geography 101. So, Mr. Fiki, what else you can say about Case Closed?
I'd say I'm learning a lot of things, a lot of how to use effects and everything to make everything pop a lot more. And my workflow is getting faster and faster as I do this more every week. So just in general, it's getting better for my art.
Mr. Fiki, your painting is, as I said, congratulations, because you're getting better and better and better. And hope that sooner or later that your paintings will be famous and one of company that will can discover your art, so that who knows, it will be exhibit in New York Museum. Oh. Or a British Museum. It's nice, of one of a kind. It's something that you need to cultivate more and be better and to be the best of the best. Oh, Mr. Fiki, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me. More to come, people. See you soon.
See you soon, people. Thank you.